It's August. What's happening in the natural world? Here are Boulder naturalist Steve Jones and Scott Sievers.
So this is the call of a common nighthawk. I'm playing it actually on my phone here just so everyone can hear it. Hearing them regularly up here on Shanahan Ridge, usually just after dark, flying over. They have this wonderful buoyant flight. They have narrow, sort of gull-like wings, and they sort of sail and bounce through the air, and they have these giant mouths. Think of whippoorwills and poorwills and nighthawks. They all have these giant mouths, and they open them up, and they kind of send insects from the air the way a baleen whale sends krill from the ocean. Except the difference is nighthawks are very light and very buoyant. That ooh is a sound they make with their wing feathers. The males dive through the air, and the air rushes. Here it comes again. People of the plains heard that sound that they make. They thought of it as a noise that we usually don't want to make in public. And so they use various names to refer to the common nighthawk. So it's a beautiful, cool, quiet evening here on Shanahan Ridge. We're going to go hiking down the Greenbrier Trail and see if we can find a nighthawk or two.
Nighthawks are one of my childhood birds. People think they are aggressive, oversized bats because of their erratic flight. They would dive at me while camping as a kid.
Scott, on my evening walks in the Nebraska sandhills, I'm often accompanied by a nighthawk who will just swoop within a foot or two of my head. Yeah. It took me a while to realize that I have a cloud of mosquitoes following me as I walk.
Yeah. And probably the nighthawks are attracting not only to the mosquitoes, but to the dragonflies that might be chasing the mosquitoes.
Yeah, too. That's true. Yeah. They nest up here on Shanahan Ridge because it's a ponderosa pine woodland, and that's one of their favorite habitats. They lay their eggs right on the ground. They don't bother to build a nest. So they just find a bare scrape on the ground and lay two eggs. And you might wonder, why are we out the end of summer listening for territorial calls from a bird? Well, the nighthawks don't arrive often in Colorado till June, and they often don't begin nesting till the end of June or early July.
Here comes one.
Just barely hear it in the distance. Here, this way.
Right there.
It's flying about 100 feet above the ground right now, and it sort of zigzags.
It's very buoyant, and it's swooping and dashing for insects. They have very pointed wings, and near the tip of the wings are two white patches that pretty much set it apart from anything else at this time of day.
Well, they're fast. I was going about 35 miles an hour, and it's just zipping to the north. They live such wonderful lives, and when it's time to head south, they'll fly all the way to South America. What a thrill to see such a graceful, confident creature just sailing overhead right at dusk.
And another one off to the south.
It's circling up into this departing thunderstorm. It's quite beautiful. The light's coming through the gray clouds. We call this firmament, don't we? It's just before official sunset. Beautiful, quiet evening, and there's just a little light rain coming down and some mist over the Flatirons here. I'm very lucky to live in South Boulder.
Steve Jones and Scott Sievers are friends and Boulder naturalists.